Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And I'm like, man, my head, it's almost like, how are you going to get business funding and finance things under a business when you can't even take care of your personal finances, right?
So, yeah, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
All right, let's talk about something that is very misleading in the credit industry. So time and time again, I see all of these people on the internet, on TikTok, YouTube, social media, Instagram, all of these people who are so-called in the credit industry, not really credit repair people, which is some of those people too, but I don't even know what to call these people. I guess they're like, want to be financial advisors or want to be some type of business owner, course selling type of people or service, whatever the case is. But I see it over and over. All of these people are trying to sell a plan on how to get business funding. You know, first of all, I'm not a Dave Ramsey type of person to where, you know, I don't believe in using other people's money, because there's multiple ways to achieve your goals in life. You can pay for everything in cash. You can save up all your life to be low risk. You can borrow money, invest that money, and make 10 times more than the cost that it would, you know, take for you to pay back that loan or pay back that money borrowed. So I'm not going to sit here and say I don't believe in using credit to my advantage, because that's what I preach all day long, to use it to your advantage. But there has to be a line drawn, especially when there's a lot of misleading information out there in the world. So I see these posts all over social media. One, I see posts that are telling people, oh, if you have no credit or if you have bad credit, don't worry about your personal credit, get business funding. And I'm like, man, my head, it's almost like, how are you going to get business funding and finance things under a business when you can't even take care of your personal finances, right? So you're not going to have a 500 credit score and can't get approved for a $1,000 loan or a $1,000 credit card on your personal credit and turn around and get $100,000 for your business. It's just, it's insane, some of these posts, and people believe it. People fall for it every single day. But you have people who are out there like me who are doing the right thing, and many other people who are in my industry doing things realistically and you know, not trying to sell fake dreams. Unfortunately, our audience or just the everyday consumer out there, people don't want to hear what I have to say or what, you know, other people like me have to say. They want to hear something that's not true, and then they fall for it, they get mad, and then they come to people like me, and then they're stressed out and they're trying to rush the process because they figure out that, you know, whatever they got sold before isn't realistic. Now they want to come to the realistic person and then rush them. So, you know, I see it all the time. So that's one big misleading fact when it comes to business funding. A lot of people are saying, oh, if you don't have any credit, don't worry about it. You know, I can help you build your business and you can get approved for whatever you want under your business. And that leads to my next, you know, misleading point. A lot of people are out there on social media saying, oh, create a LLC, you know, register your business today and I can get you funding within 24 hours. Banks must give you funding. It's a law. And again, it's crazy. So, you know, banks are businesses, right? So a lot of people don't realize that. So look at it as me. Let's pretend if I wanted to start a business that fund businesses, you know, money that allows businesses to borrow money from me and they have to pay me back and I'm charging them a lot of interest. So that's almost saying that there's a law that requires me to give every single person who go on the internet and create an LLC within 5 minutes. Let's just say there's a law to where I have to give every single person $100,000 or $10,000, shoot, even $1. There's no such thing, yet people fall for it. I seen something on social media, I think this was 2 weeks ago, and it was one of those TikTok reels to where they don't say anything and it's just them walking and it's like these captions or words on the display screen. And it's like, oh, did you know, ... by creating your business today, these three banks are required to fund your new business. And I'm like, man, it's crazy that people fall for this stuff. And of course they have 10,000 Facebook likes and Instagram likes and everyone's commenting info. And that's something else. It's almost like these people are brainwashed into thinking, you know, unrealistic stuff is true. You know, all of these people are commenting info and that's all they put. It's like, man, are y'all just brainwashed, you know? So that's another thing. So business funding is a thing, you know, for established businesses, not just new businesses that's, you know, starting out and they have $0 in their bank account and they think they can go out and just get free money and go buy a car and all this nonsense and shoes and shirts and designer outfits and vacations and things like that, you know. But people think like that all the time. The most important part about this episode though is the repayment structure of most, not all, but most, 95% of these business funding, business advances, whatever you get approved for, 9 times out of 10, the interest and the repayment structure or schedule will suck. I've seen it time and time again to where these companies, they will loan a business money and they're on a daily repayment schedule, meaning every day there's like $30 a day coming out of your bank account or $50 a day. I've seen, you know, $120 a day for some people. Some of my clients who are enrolled in Sturgis Credit Repair, you know, I'm helping them out with some personal stuff on their credit. And I've seen this, you know, or they've told me that they're getting $120 a day taken out of their business bank account, you know, Monday through Friday. So, you know, that's like $700 a week that's coming out of their bank account. Now they may have like a $50,000 loan or advance that they have to pay back in, I don't know, 24 months or something like that. So it's almost like these business funding plans are almost designed to put you in a worse situation than where you were when you initially needed this funding for your business. So and not all business funding is on a daily payment plan. I've seen some that are on a weekly payment plan to where you pay, you know, $500 a week, $200 a week, and then you have some that give you a line of credit and you pull from it whenever you need it. But that's also going to eventually put you in that daily repayment or that weekly repayment until that amount done. So let's just say you have a business line of credit for $50,000. As long as you don't use it, there's no payment owed. But let's just say you go to draw $10,000 out of the $50,000, well, you're paying a weekly payment of probably, you know, $200 a month. I mean, not a month, I wish, $200 a week for 12 months until that amount is paid or however much it adds up to. So, you know, a lot of this stuff is very misleading that people are trying to sell you on the internet. But, you know, they make it look so good. They want to say, oh, buy my course. You know, I can set you up to start a business today. And 90 days from now, you can get approved for $100,000 in business funding. First of all, Business funding is usually revenue based. Okay, it's going to be based on your personal credit initially. You know, there's two types. There's revenue based funding, and then there's, of course, your traditional consumer funding, which, you know, you may have to have a personal guarantee on it, which means if your business falls on it, then you as a person is reliable for paying this amount back, which a lot of times when people sign up for Sturgis Credit Repair and I'm working on their credit, I see a lot of people have some of these business funding companies on their personal credit. There's one, I believe it's OnDeck Capital, O-N-D-E-C-K Capital. I've seen that on people's credit plenty of times to where their business just failed to repay it. And then them as a person was liable and they didn't repay it. And now it's a charge off on their credit. And a lot of times those companies will come after you and your business and, you know, attempt to garnish your wages if there are some, or just attempt to sue you. So just be very mindful of some of these so-called business funding plans that people are trying to set you up with, because it's not as good as it seems on the internet and on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube and all of that stuff. So of course, there's one that's based off of your credit, which if you don't have good personal credit, you're not getting approved for any funding, right? Okay, so let's just say you found a company that's revenue based, which means you can be approved up to 1 to 2 times your monthly revenue or your average monthly revenue. So let's just say your business does $10,000 a month in sales. That funding company may loan your business up to $10,000 cash, and you're probably going to be paying back $15,000 or $20,000 after a year or two. But that company can give you $10,000 to $20,000 cash, or they may give you a $20,000 line of credit to where you know, pull from it whenever you need it, or you take a draw whenever you need it. So it's not like you're starting a business from zero and you're going out getting $100,000. Those business funding companies will be out of business. You know, it would be, you would have to have unlimited money to just throw away at that point, because if you just did, or you funded every new startup business and everybody that applied for this funding, like the internet tells you, then these funding companies would be out of business. How are they staying in business if they're throwing away, you know, $50,000, $80,000, $75,000, $100,000, $1 million every single time somebody applied for something, right? So your business has to be established. You know, a lot of times these companies want to see you be in business for at least 2 years. First of all, they want to see 2 year tax returns to see if your business is able to repay this money, because think about it, it's a risk letting people borrow money. So look at yourself. If everybody came to you for $100, don't you think you want to do some research on this person? You want to see if they have a record of paying people back. You want to see if they have a record of stealing from people. You want to see if they have a record of just being a good person to you, right? If every single stranger came to you and asked you for $100, would you give it to everyone? No. So that's how business funding works. So, you know, again, all of these people online saying, oh, buy my course, I can set you up to get funding within 90 days. How are you going to get funding in 90 days of starting a business if you don't even have a tax return? How is this funding company going to trust you? How are they going to rank your risk? You know, they don't know anything about you. So, you know, a lot of times you're not getting any sort of business funding unless your business is fully established. You have a track record of paying back net 30 accounts or paying back debts, or your personal credit is good. So whatever the case is, you know, you're not just going out, jumping into the ocean, and then you're swimming back up with $100,000 business funding. And a lot of things that people say on the internet, they make it seem like business funding is a good thing. You know, it's cool to use money to your advantage. I'm all for that. But the interest on those accounts are horrible, right? So you probably get a $10,000 line of credit or business funding sent to you, but you're paying back, you know, $18,000 to $20,000. And if you're not doing anything with that money to earn you more than double of what you borrow, what's the point of taking it? And you're just putting yourself more in debt with your business. And, you know, the money that you're paying out, you can be paying that to reinvest risk-free. And again, like I said at the beginning of this episode, you know, I'm far from a Dave Ramsey mindset, because he don't agree with borrowing money at all, or he don't believe in using other people's money to, you know, their advantage or your advantage, whatever the case is. There's some things that I agree with, which is putting yourself in a hole for stupid reasons. But at the same time, I disagree with just throwing away the idea of using credit. So my mindset is, if you want to use credit to your advantage for your business, I highly recommend looking into 0% APR business credit cards, even personal credit cards, and just use it for your business. It's lower risk. You know, you can get some credit cards, $20,000 limit, $30,000 limit. And then even if you can't afford to pay it back or something happens financially, at least a monthly payment on those are minimum, like $100 a month or something, $100 to $200 a month, depending on the credit limit. But like I say, if you can get one card and you get 1 to 2 years interest free, take your time and pay it back. You're not, you know, you're not being charged anything unless you just don't pay it off in 2 years. So that's more of a better idea for me. If I needed funding for my business, I would just look into business credit cards with 0% interest, because like I say, you can use that to your advantage. You can use that credit card, you can use that to promote your business, invest in advertisement online, you can buy merchandise, you can buy inventory, you can use that card to travel places to go promote your business somewhere else. So again, I highly recommend 0% or zero APR intro bonuses on credit cards over business funding, because business funding, most of them, not all, you know, I don't know if there's like a 0% funding, you know, even though guys on the internet may say that, I highly doubt it. But I just like investing in yourself, not necessarily low risk, because everything is a risk in life. You know, even if you don't use credit and you go to debt-free route, and you know, it's a risk saving your money for 10 to 20 years and not, you know, jumping ahead of yourself and doing things much faster to where you could have bought things for cheaper before the inflated price 10 years from now. So it's a risk no matter what you do. You know, you can save your money forever, build your business dollar by dollar, or you can use your credit to your advantage, 0% interest on a credit card or, you know, something very, very, very low interest as far as business funding, if there is such a thing. I hope there is. And then you can grow your business much faster than what it would have taken you saving dollar by dollar by dollar for a whole decade. So you can do whichever works best for you. But you know, the point of this episode is kind of debunking a lot of those misleading videos and podcasts and Facebook and Instagram posts and TikTok reels on just the traditional mindset when people hear business funding. Because a lot of people, they start a business and the first thing they want to know, oh, Chris, how can I get business funding? I want to repair my credit. And then the next thing I want to do is get approved for business funding. And I'm like, okay, well, why do you want business funding? What are your plans for business funding? A lot of people just hear funding and they're like, oh, I'm gonna put this money in my bank account, or I'm going to go out and I can use this to buy stuff, you know, or AKA buy junk. So that's one thing. And then secondly, which may sound a little harsh, but if you are already starting a business and you're already looking for business funding, you're almost setting yourself up for failure, right? You're not even trying to try at that point, because you're already trying to get yourself in debt and you have to pay this back, you know? So I don't understand the, I guess the industry or this new, I don't know, trend that's going on in America to where all these guys on the internet is trying to sell business funding courses, because it's not really a good thing to do if you don't plan to pay this money back within 30 days. So let's just say you have one business, right? And this business does, I don't know, $2 million a year or $5 or $10 million a year, and they have the capital to pay for stuff, but in their head, they're like, oh, I can use this money for something else, so I'm gonna use other people's money and invest this, and I'm going to buy, let's just say Black Friday is coming up next month, right? So there's some companies that want to buy more inventory so they can sell more stuff for Black Friday. That is a good idea to get business funding, because that company know they can pay this business funding back in 30 days and don't have to keep paying it for 12 months or 24 months. So if you can use it as a quick turnaround, I fully support using business funding. Now, if you just want to get business funding because you fixed your credit or your credit is good and you just, you know, started your business 2 years ago and you don't know what you need business funding for, however, you just want to do it just to do it, and you're just going to pay it back in a year, that's a dumb idea. That is a setup for failure, because you have no plan, you know, for this money. You're just getting it because it's something that you see online and you're like, oh, my business can get approved for a $10,000 funding, I'm gonna go get this, I'll just pay it back in a year or two. You know, and it's just, you're putting yourself in a hole. So unless you can come up with a plan to repay this, you know, within a net 30 term or even a net 60 term, or shoot, I will even support within 90 days. You know, that's better than 12 months, you know, and paying 50% of what you borrowed, you know, in interest. So that's mainly the main part of this episode, is just understanding that a lot of this stuff you see about business funding is very misleading online. And I think you guys should really just start thinking and looking at the outside picture of repaying it versus getting it. That's all for this episode. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.